Well, Nick done tired the whole queue tell you at a clear short end message, Clare Gael. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
And in this programme, Clare Gael, you'll hear one part in the English language as Arnelius a Gilg, another part in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanin, the Isle of Man. As Benach and Jurish. Well, my grateful thanks to John Kaneen for sitting in at short notice last time. And in the programme, John was celebrating Mona Douglas. And next Saturday, the 5th of October, between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m, author Derek Winterbottom will be at the Henry Bloom Noble Library in Douglas, officially launching his new book, which is a biography of Mona Douglas and also of her mentor, Sophia Morrison. Here in Clare na Gael, we once again dip into the report written by James Challoner in 1653 as a personal addition to his commission to advise Thomas Lord Fairfax about the island of which the parliamentarians had made Fairfax Lord. Well, last time we finished on the interesting note that the Manx people in 1653 were full of wind from eating so much fish. Be pert Elia Jane Skeel Gaultus na Bainine. Ach, as they gin the gin was tanacht and lesh a skeel shaw. Your yer the lori sevel, a novellum of at grey riach, be famer kiau cus the vechen erchin day a clen skeel se gilgans perten go to shaw. A fortnight ago, we heard the incredible string band singing about ducks on a pond. Well, this time they're singing about puppies. Tashu geishjach rish radio vanning, stashu narashun, skelyena wash dulish, elen vanning.
Fiddle had ferns and daffodils, made me want to play. To the puppies, having a little breakfast. So I picked up 6 fine strings and I began to play. What I thought that newborn fur would like. So I picked up six fine strings and I began to play. What I thought that newborn fur would like.
And there we heard the incredible string band singing about puppies. Well, from the flatulence of the fish-eating Manx, James Challoner reverts now to religion and the ecclesiastical history of the island. And first he adverts to St. Patrick. Now, I won't include all he says of his supposed origins, but he says of him, he travelled through all Italy, abiding at Rome a long time, where he became a canon of Lateran. Now, the Laterani were a family whose property in Rome was taken by the Emperor Constantine and given to the Catholic Church. One of their properties was the Archbasilica of St. John Lateran, the oldest church in Rome, the oldest basilica in the Western world, and it was there that the Pope had his cathedra as Bishop of Rome. It's about 2.5 miles outside the Vatican, but it's treated as extraterritorial to Italy. St. Patrick, by this account, was trained in this archbasilica and was a canon of that church. By which means, says Challoner, he became also very expert in the Roman tongue, in ecclesiastical government and regular discipline. Ons gaweltus na bain, the satire jinteg George Orwell era Stalinach, chilsin foglen a chan cholach much major, corlacha bain gaweltus a vanna, de eri mach. Gene nai shallowed the gaweltus, manche Jones, ach nai dunya. Tri eichen na san ma hua shan veja best the she oil sacharlega. Van corp marwega on, look at jeg bun anulach. Hach a sio morgens mi vart. Ons na tri meichen lug shen va palcha gulagin u the follage. Va lortus major a chorde bains dusty a gaweltus. Tigulus talc no bay. Harau fisoc tre harach yn nid i mach hwg major feisnes Harau orox on smunion dy bech e ons na len och hun. Och, higad da bachtel dar au cwrm orw jyn wyrlw a hon. Ren na nofyr da insachas da stiwrn a ffyrelia chit da dwchysach na mwchyn, as en och da cajyn mor na ffyrsach dyl y mastyn y bein. Oh, last time, a fortnight ago, we were hearing music that was based around birds, and this time I thought we'd go to puppies, not because it's we're looking at Gaweltus and the Bane, but it's going to be take too long, and we'll soon run out of animal songs and tunes, I think, if I try to do that. But this now is La Complainte de la Blonde Biche, the Lament of the White Hart, and it's sung by Marjanig Larantegue. Thank you. And that's harp player Marianne Lachanteg, and she was playing La Complainte de la Blonde Biche. She's apart from playing the harp, she's in fact a teacher, and she's a writer, composer of classical music for harp and orchestra. And there we heard her, though, playing a traditional Breton piece called La Complainte de la Blanche Biche, which is the lament of the white heart. Men's Radio, the nation station, Men's Radio. Stasiun yr asiun ta radio fan un as tysiu geisdiach, rish Clenigail. Mish Robert Cytin Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Yd chymnach mast yn y mwchyn, fy de cholach mwch eg en mysig Snowball as Napoleon. For Mancha Jones troggle de chrec. She collach moch moor barkshire for Napoleon, an unvarkshire erachaldus. As e, gin de ve beggen elgesach, na rau monas on lort, ach va guwege de rau ridden chitre an aidnjege. For Snowball, na collach moch smoo bioel na Napoleon, na sgastus a lortus ege, as na smoo krutach. Ach, fy slais munion yr awr chydawn fy'n pyrsŵn y jega. Se mwch yn ces fy olyw na coli fwch elia ar y galtys. Y fe sier er en y maes doc, se colach mwch beg rawr fe enmysig sgwila. Fyr ffwsach, y sŵlion mica ege, lleitys gastach, ys cyrra gy y fyng. Fe yn y lorad y yndysach, as tref ei rysŵn y mach cwys doli eniach, fy ben ega dy skipl dwy chawg y llaw as dy sgotsil yn arbol ega fy ffi fregach yn sach eniach. Challoner continues his biography of St. Patrick. By Pope Celestine, he was constituted the Apostle and Metropolitan of Ireland, and by him named Patricius, having for his assistance in that sacred expedition Secundinus, Auxilius, and Iservinus, canons of Lateran. There we are, that Lateran again. By his constant preaching, his frequency in prayer, watchings and fasts often, by the holiness of his life, and the blessing of God upon his pious endeavours, and happy success in converting the Irish to the faith, entitled by way of excellency St. Patrick. This St. Patrick, in or about the year of our Lord, God 432, arriving in Ireland and finding the harvest great and the labourers few, he returned into Britain for more help, and returning again for Ireland with a purpose to convert this and the other islands to the faith, in his passage thither he came ashore in this isle, converted it to the faith, and placed a bishop there, namely Germanus, his disciple, a canon of Lateran, a holy and wise man. Well, now we celebrate the cow, but not in a way the animals would approve of, in fact, on Gaultas na Bain, with the very thing that Major was complaining about, the animals' production being sequestered by man, or in this case, by a woman, the milkmaid. And here's Mona Douglas to explain.
One is a milking song. It's fairly well known in the north of the island and was noted by me from the singing of Mrs. Farragher of Kerriglass Kirkmickle. The words are very practical. The milker asks the cow to give milk while she sings and promises that if she gives plenty, with good cream for butter, she'll get her share of barley. In the refrain, the singer puts the blessing of the Trinity on the cow and invokes the Blessed Mary to increase her milk yield.
Cerddania, how does mish the goiler in? Lick and curnish, lie Irish, yes, the vania mahobin. Bannock jimish, carrots nish, e'er as mac as for new, as morra bannock fishy, the vania mahobin. My the vanya, my the vanya, yes, case on the knee. Jenna Hoochie, look her low palcha, as yours the yawn. Then a chimish carrots nish, er as mack as bird no, as more than a fishy lavanya mo.
A Wren of Yawn, the Song of the Milking, performed by Mona Douglas and recorded by her up at her home at Tainagerie at Ballarach. And as John reminded us last time, Mona Douglas was born on the 18th of September 1898. St. Germanus, our St. German, says Challoner, made his episcopal seat in Patrick's Isle, now Peel Castle, because St. Patrick had for some time there made his abode. And this was in the year 447. And that was, be it for honour of this isle now remembered, 150 years at the least before the conversion of the English Saxons. Next, records James Challoner, by the appointment of St. Patrick succeeded Conindrus or Conidrius and Romulus, fellow bishops, in whose time there arrived in this isle one Macphil, alias Maguil or Machalilus, who, in a leathern boat putting to sea and endeavouring northward, fortuned to be cast upon this isle. The said bishops receiving him with admiration and pity, both in regard of the hazards he'd run at sea, as for the strangeness of his habit, and instructed him in the faith, who, excelling in piety, succeeded the said bishops in this isle, and built a town therein, which beareth his name, as hereafter shall be remembered to this day. Durt na fyrelia mechion squila, de vodach e chinde du de ve ben. Van true ashaw, shen the re Napoleon, Snowball as squila, van true ashaw, Hrogel insach shan veja, de ve sledden chorus de smunion, as vad greirish becheris. Cus dich and sa chachtin, chouds for Maisha Jones na chadla, vad cumul chaglaman folich sa tolt, as renat salja mach bun ayan na becheris, den a firelia. Egatojach, Hurad moren de volvenus is den jou him. Lor perch in the bain, machiaun the chorum de lyeltis, rish mansha Jones, as utsen cor erd vansha air. Na dotad ren bunadach gurish. Ta mansha Jones fazach a shin. De rau eschen ner soul, yinach shin geden bes vai gorta. Ren firelia cor lid na fashioners. Cren fel jesach shingen vei burich mechion nevis tachert log dingen vei maru. A couple of weeks ago, was it? Or more anyway, perhaps. We heard from the piper Liam O'Flynn. And here we have some more pieces. Two pieces, two reels, in fact, from Liam O'Flynn. He's playing here The Dogs Among the Bushes is the first one, which obviously we're playing that because of the reference to dogs. And after that, it's Jenny's Wedding. So The Dogs Among the Bushes and Jenny's Wedding, played by Liam O'Flynn on the Ilion Pipes. Thank you. A wonderful piper, the late Liam O'Flynn playing the Ilian pipes there. Wonderful use of the regulators as well. And there we heard two reels from him, and he was playing The Dogs Among the Bushes, and that was followed by the reel Jenny's Wedding. And that was from an album made by the band Planxty many, many years ago now. It's a bit of an heirloom, I'm sure. I dread to think what year it actually came out, but a fine piper he was playing with Planxty.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Skeljena was dúlis shallion vanin, showed you Radio Vanim, Stashun and Ashun. She Clenig Ailton Clare Shaw. Mish Robert Cadingars or Robert Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Na Mahachras and Neri Mach Shaw Anshibi, Crenach vis Cachle, the Vagent, Velshin Strewer ahon the din. As for Doliad Moor, Ekna Mochen Coror, Tickle, the Rausho nigh Bunnas Bria Vacheras. Van a Fashion's Bolveni Jawulu, Guller Cor, Liorish Molly, a lair vein. Shen ir hid fish huggy er snowball. Be sugar on force luggin yiri mach. Chabi, a snowball the ledger. Chanel cesser be ein the yinu sugar er gal to show. Meri shen, chanelu fame sugar. Be huish corka as treheads as tau giri. As be a force lowage thou the chow ribbon and us my wing, fry Molly. Chumreg, a snowball, tan a ribbon and shen dowsen tau huish courage, na chowra da vondiach, na vodu tiggle da velsersnes few na smoon a ribbonen. Ren Molly Cordale. Och, vain chreek chrawi jint shigger. The editor of the Manx Society edition of James Challoner's Words to the Thomas Lord Fairfax, the Reverend J.J. Cumming, has a note here. The derivation of the name of this person we've been talking about will perhaps be found in Machaldus, contrasted with Ma Lu, St. Lupus, and Ma Raun, St. Rooney, both parishes in the Isle of Man, where Ma signifies saint. Was Machaldus a Culdi saint? Now, that's a word. The word Culdi derives from the Irish Caeli J, something like companions of God, characterised by severe self-discipline and abstention from indulgent ways, and they lived in lonely places as hermits. Now, Cumming is perhaps taking the name that we know as Machald as Machaldi, a saint who was a Culdi. And Cumming confirms in this note, the old legend is that he was an Irish robber or freebooter, converted by St. Patrick, by whose advice he committed himself, manacled, in a coracle, or small wicker boat covered with hides, upon the waters of the Irish Sea, and was driven by the winds and currents upon the shores of the Isle of Man, near the promontory which still bears his name. So we've reached Machald Head with St. Machald. Was he Machaldi, as suggested by J.G. Cumming? He says that the start of the name Ma, as in Ma Lu and Ma Raun, means saint. It actually simply means my. It's taking the saint as my intercessor, I suppose, and calling him my particular saint. And was it the same with Machald as Machaldi? This is a song now about a racehorse owned by the Lanson family of Yorkshire. It's a song entitled simply Lanson's Racehorse, and it's sung here by the Watersons.
On the 14th day of July last, a horse fair at Newmarket was, and when the bold gentleman had in resort, and it's all for the sea, such lively sport to me.
Laddy, oh, paddy, oh, falling a la raddy do.
And one of them gentlemen of great fame, Charles Jansen, the squire, and that was his name. And he had a kinsman who'd gotten a mare, called Little, and he with her clothes cried. up tears to me.
Laddy o, paddy o, fallin' a la roddy do.
And the jockeys was wide, and likewise the whips. And then the bull rider began for to strip, and the little dumb mare, as I am made say, carried 12 pounds more than the lively bay to me.
Laddy o, paddy o, fallin' a la roddy do.
And when they've run that very first mile, the bonny wee donny was far behind, which made them gentlemen shout and say, "Here's 50 pounds on the lively bay to me."
Laddy o, paddy o, fallin' a la roddy do.
And when they've run the very next mile, me bonny wee donny was still behind, which made her jockey to grin and say, "Me bonny wee donny, you'll win the day to me."
Laddy o, paddy o, fallin' a la roddy do.
And when they've come to the very next post, he's wrapped his whip round her slender waist, and she's picked up her lily white feet, and she's scudded along just a rollicking treat to me.
Laddy o, paddy o, fallin' a la roddy do.
And the very last mile they've run that day, me bonny wee donny, she's raced away, which made them gentlemen curse and say, "The devil take you and your little dumb mare to me."
Laddy o, paddy o, fallin' a la roddy do.
Well, the bonny wee donny this race has won. She's hardly sweat for a 4 mile run. She could race again round the bloody lots, while the others ain't able to raise a trot to me.
Laddy o, paddy o, fallin' a la roddy do.
Now me bonny wee donny, she's dead and gone. We'll never see her likes again. Her sweet little body lies under the ground, and it's all for to keep her from the hound to me.
Laddy o, paddy o, fallin' a la roddy do.
The Watersons with a song about Lanson's racehorse, a racehorse from Yorkshire. Similar idea in the song to Creeping Jane, another song which was sung by Joseph Taylor, recorded in 1908. I was wondering whether to play that one, but I settled for the other one. Challoner tells us of Macheld. The church erected there in his honour was ever held in great repute, and its precincts were a sanctuary for the island. St. Macheld was chosen bishop in 498. Now, Challoner here moves on to other bishops, and as Cumming tells us in the notes, there's some confusion and misidentification of characters, so we'll pick our way through that and go on to other bits. In after times, this island and the Hebrides, or Western Isles of Scotland, being possessed by the Norwegians, there was but one bishop of this and the said isles, who was styled Bishop of Man or Soda. Perhaps he means soda, of man and soda, or perhaps he is quite rightly including man as amongst the Soderenses, the Southern Islands. However, we'll continue with Challoner. Then began they to be consecrated by the Metropolitan of Norway, that is, of Trondheim. Before, he says, by the Archbishops of York. And in fact, that's the situation today. The Metropolitan for the Isle of Man see is, in fact, York. And Challoner says of that, because it lay nearer to England than to Ireland, and had belonged thereto in ancient time. And in the year 1247, he says, one Simon sat bishop, who departed this life at Kirkmichael, Kirkmickle, as we heard Mona Douglas call it, in which parish now is, and it seemeth then was, the Bishop's Palace, called Bishop's Court. He was buried in St. Patrick's Isle in the Church of St. German, the cathedral church of this isle, which he began to build. And apparently Bishop Simon of Argyll, he also commenced some of the work on Bishop's Court itself, as he's mentioned here in Kirkmickle. Fe dolied i'r nystrymau egna mwchyn, dych o'r bac er na bregan fel gorle'r sgeiliau eg Moses a ffiach mîn. Speak air as tutler for Moses, as eshen biggin yr lle eg Mansha Jones, ach sachtel fei mo lord yn ys. Fe greid yr aw ffisega dyr aw tîr drwychdach o'n dy ffyr en mysit sliw filis y hiwgr, ag y sen fad dy chwliw fech gol tref at gedyn bes. Fe saith bol eniach hws y sper, begyn chaw hol jen y bodjolyn, fy Moses dy grei. O'n sliw filis y hiwgr, sy'n dŵnach fo o'n siach len sy'n tiachtyn, fy siamrag rhaeddyn car na blina, as fy cramen yn dy hiwgr as berinen ras lŷn ges er na claen. Ren na be yn cyr dwy de Moses er nod rawi na hotler as na raw ofr y byd yn dega. Och, fy cius jaw crel o'n sliw filis y hiwgr, as fy er na mwchyn ar gen a fi chrai dy chorlach y daw na raw lyd o fôl on. What we're going to hear now are two verses of Psalm 42, and the beginning Manx says, Martin fia shira lugna struan an ustia, or if you're in the south, Martin fia shira lugna struan an ustia, and in Scottish Gaelic as Mar hogras fia na struan usk. Well, here Torquil MacLeod presents for the congregation of Back Free Church in Lewis as they sing Psalm 42, verses 1 to 2, to the tune of Glencairn. The psalm-singing tradition of the Isle of Lewis, Torquil MacLeod, the precentor there, and the congregation of Back Free Church, singing verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 42, to the tune Glen Cairn, that wonderful lining out. And the Isle of Man had its own metrical psalms. There were sets of metrical psalms set in the same way as the Tate ones had been done. And so the precenting in churches was the way here as well, obviously before general ability to read was widespread, so they had to read the line out in order that the congregation could sing it back. So was that sort of lining out happening in Manx churches as well at one time? It'd be wonderful to know, wouldn't it? Siodiw stasiwn yn asiwn Radio Fanin. Se Clen y Gaeld yn Clesio, Mer yn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Coswell, Robert y Corslach.
Awr Bobby Bob.
Se'n de chafel cert, Boxer's Clover, fan yn Oslan Slyly. Fy doliad mŵr ag yn de siôns, rysw'n y mach cwysi'r bi arnyn yn son hyn. Och, chylia ys renod saiach y jain y mwchyn dy fein yn fyr insi, Rennad gols diach dy chwlio ryd fy insich daw, as rennad corsien rys gys na bein elia, trwy drsŵnach yn iawn chramp. Cha rennad rhyw ffeliel dy fe cion ffenis na tiaglym yn ffolich sy tolt, as fydd li djeil ons goel yn yr en bein hosn, lesion fan na tiaglym yn rhyw chyt gy cion. Son sien na zoliw, mor hach yr ei, Hank yn nir i mach ffod yn y smogha as ffod yn y sadda na fy pech yr by djergl rys. Ons na blint yn ro sien. Fy Maisha Jones, ged yr awe na yd Maisha Crai i'r fein na erniach fondach, ach dy djaenach fy droch re er djetersyn. Hank ei dy fe cwrys dy mŵr as cri, lwg de col ygyd ons cwys lai, as gaw i toiach der yw na smwn of y mai er hon. Challoner writes now, and this isle and the rest, coming under the subjection of the Scots in 1266, Scotland then wanting archbishops, in other words, there were no archbishops in Scotland at the time, Scotland then wanting archbishops, the bishop did receive confirmation and consecration in Norway. And then the Reverend Cumming has a lengthy note. There was a constant struggle, he says, between York and Trondheim for the consecration of the bishops of Soda and Man. At the beginning, the bishops of Man appear to have been consecrated by the Bishop of York. Shortly after the union of the two sees, Olav, King of Man, granted in AD 1134 by a charter to the Church of the Blessed Mary of Furness, the liberty of electing a bishop of the Isles. Cumming then details bishops consecrated in Trondheim or in York. And then he goes on. After the Scottish conquest of Man, during their occupation of it, all the bishops were consecrated in Norway. But after the English, under Sir William Montacute in 1343, finally got possession of the Isle, the intercourse with Norway was cut off. Now we have a song by John Thomas, and it's called Hen Geffel Wen. And again, it's a white horse. This is an old white horse in this case.
Vi brannas geffel gan riudin, a hun rog vel mi vajin, mi knykja sil og daigjan pil, Am geffil sawn tebd o rea i wyl, a dwedon y dyn, a wyddoch y drefn, a ffari mi'n a fyned ar ei gefn, roedd sy'n a sbardyn i'r hen geffil dyn, a chlecar fy mawd, a ffwrdd â mi. E wylodd y pismon, daliwch y dyn, Mi weidd a sy'n ar un peth fy hun, a cerfod no bobl ddau gant neu dri, roedd glec ar fy mawd, a fur la vi. Mi ei sam brecwas i'r cwcsiop, gais yn o steaks a mutton chops, a bechgyn eraill laeth at y bwrdd, a minna pen aras a mynd i ffwrdd, tra'n tendio'r hain, bu gwraig y tu, rhos glec ar fy mawt, a ffwrdd a fi.
And that was Welsh singer John Thomas singing Hen Geffyl Wen, the old white horse. Rish Custalen, the Yai, Achelia, Yinache, Lei Lais, a Cher, Windsor Eggers, a Tai Wur, Lai, a Peber Nayach, Gew, as the Curtain Corde Moses, Mirand Aaron, Such Les Lun. Van a Dane Eger, Licherach, as me owner. Van a Maren Ledden de Hjargil, van a Troggelen ons Fame J. Mullion, van a Klein Gerudich, as van a Bain Gin Be the Lure. Now, Challoner tells us in the year 1348, William Russell, a native and abbot of St. Mary of Russian, was elected bishop by the clergy. John Duncan, a Manxman, and last true bishop of Soda and Man, was elected by the clergy of Man at Peel Cathedral in 1374. It's somewhat singular that the first and last bishop of the true diocese of Soda and Man, that's Man and the islands together, was a native of the Isle of Man, and there had been no Manxman bishop since John Duncan. Well, we're going exotic for our final animal with a tune called Woolly Monkey, but it's one written by Captain Curno, Neil Davey, and played here by Neil with other members of the Cornish band Dalla. A shenny rish masort and tre a jit de chor kyon er chle shaw. Until the next time, then, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night. Eve I'm a chrierio as orts a lie, as my yearian shed you will you.